USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Incoming National Rifle Association President Oliver North says he and the NRA want to make sure that kids are protected in America without taking away the rights of law-abiding citizens. He weighs in after Friday's massacre at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, where a 17-year-old gunman took 10 lives and wounded more than 10 other people.
We're trying like the Dickens to treat the symptom without treating the disease. And the disease in this case isn't the Second Amendment. The disease is youngsters who are steeped in a culture of violence. They've been drugged in many cases.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. President Trump tweeting that he's going to demand an investigation into whether his campaign was infiltrated or surveilled for political purposes by the FBI or Department of Justice, saying he'll order the DOJ to look into that today. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Just over 1 year old now, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election may be over in the next few months. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the Mueller investigation would likely end by September 1st. Hillary Clinton delivers the Class Day speech at Yale and says that President Trump is actually attacking what makes America great.
Waging a war on the rule of law and a free press, delegitimizing elections, perpetrating shameless corruption, and rejecting the idea that our leaders should be public servants undermines our national unity. And attacking truth and reason, evidence and facts should alarm us all.
The royal wedding looks to have been a smashing success as Nielsen reports 29.2 million Americans tuned in to see the royal wedding on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The police chief of Houston, Texas, believes too many people at the state and federal levels across the country aren't doing enough to address gun violence other than offering prayers. On Face the Nation on CBS, Chief Art Acevedo said residents should start using the ballot box to take matters out of the hands of people who are doing nothing and putting them into the hands of those who he says will make sure the will of the people is actually carried out.
Local governments are starting to make a difference. Gun owners, the vast majority of which are pragmatic and actually support gun sense and gun reform in terms of keeping guns in the right hands.
The NYPD is reportedly investigating an alleged sexual assault by celebrity chef Mario Batali. An unidentified woman who worked for Batali telling CBS's 60 Minutes that he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2005 at the Spotted Pig restaurant. The woman says she went to the hospital and was examined afterwards, but she never filed a report. Batali's issued a statement strongly denying the charges. And Deadpool 2 is number one at the box office this weekend, with $125 million in ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada. Avengers Infinity War coming in second. It earned nearly $29 million. That Disney Marvel picture is now the fourth highest grossing movie in world history, with nearly $2 billion. Rounding out the top three was Book Club. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.